What? They are swingers. That got your attention, didn't it? I'm not here to gossip. Sorry. People's intimate lives are none of my business, to know or to judge. But there is something I've made my business to shamelessly dig into for 2 decades now. All the juicy, intimate, minute details in the life of vegan curds. Yep, this episode is about vegan curds. But if you know me, if you've listened to any of my cooking related episodes before, you know that when I talk about food, when I talk about cooking, I'm never really talking about only the food or the cooking. So keep listening if you want to know what this is all about. Often when I'm teaching or sharing, I've repeatedly learned that something super obvious to me can be incredibly surprising to someone else. So I've stopped considering anything too small or irrelevant to mention. In fact, if you subscribe to my free newsletter, The Feel Good Tribe, check the link in the show notes, the welcome email you get is all about this. Anyway, what's this seemingly inconsequential tidbit about vegan yogurt swinging that I want to tell you? Any plant milk curd can be used as a starter culture to make a different plant milk curds. Yep, coconut curd cultures itself beautifully in peanut milk. Peanut curds dance just as delightfully in soy milk. Soy curds can intimately settle into the embrace of mixed nuts and seeds cream. You get the idea. These polyamorous cultures have a happy life of mixing and melding with each other, living, growing, spreading love in peace, joy, and mutual respect. Animal milk curd is not allowed in this harmonious community. It's a creepy perv, and that usually messes up the ecosystem. Now, this information might have blown your mind. If it has, then go forth and bravely experiment with the cross-pollination of vegan curds. But if you're like, duh sis, what's the big deal? Everyone who's ever made plant-based curds knows this. Actually, they don't. So the next time you're explaining to someone how they can make vegan curds, don't forget to mention it. But as I said right at the beginning, this episode isn't just about making vegan yogurt at home. It's about the way people think. Why did this question even come up? Why did I even feel like sharing this information about how one kind of plant-based yogurt can be used to culture another kind of plant-based milk so that you get fresh curds and all of that? It had never occurred to me to think otherwise when I started experimenting with making curds. Initially, I would only make soy curds. But then, once I learned how to make peanut curd, cashew curd and all of that, I didn't even hesitate or wonder. I just took a bit of the soy curds, a spoonful of it, and used it to culture the peanut milk to make curds. But then later, I noticed that so many people in my dairy alternatives workshops or just in casual conversation, anyone who's interested to make vegan yogurt or, you know, has tried it and it hasn't come out very well, anyone at all, a lot of people, they would ask me, hey, so it's okay to use, one kind of plant-based curd as a starter for another. And I'd be like, yeah, of course. This restriction of believing one kind of yogurt cannot be mixed with another kind of yogurt and it may not even work, that's not a restriction that somebody else placed on these people. They did it all by themselves, to the point that it didn't even occur to them that they can mix these things. Now, when it comes to yogurt, when it comes to, you know, fermentation and culture, maybe I didn't place this restriction on myself. Maybe it hadn't come to my mind to restrict myself in this way. However, I know that there are many other areas of life where unconsciously, without even thinking about it, I have put restrictions on my own self. And I'm sure you can think of several places like that too if you sit down and think about it. When I was newly married, for the longest time, whenever I would visit relatives on my husband's side, I would dress a certain way. I would think, no, I cannot wear pants. I cannot dress like myself. I cannot wear sleeveless dresses. I have to wear only chudidars. All kinds of crazy, you know, restrictions. And not a single person in their family, including him, ever said that, oh, you should dress this way, you shouldn't dress that way. I did it all by myself. Put this thought into my mind that, okay, I cannot wear cutoffs, all these things. It took me a while to actually realize, like, it dawned upon me that, oh, you know, I'm the only one stopping myself. Nobody really cares. So, see, this was an unconscious bias based on just things I'd seen outside in the world. When we had our restaurant, I would have a very different approach to the way I dealt with my team or my customers, the kind of a close relationship, the friendly vibe that I carried with everyone compared to another of my partners, the business partners. He would be very formal. He wouldn't even eat lunch in front of the other customers. Like, I just, if people were eating and then it was lunchtime, I'd sit at a table, get the food served to me, and then I'd be eating too, you know, at my own table. But he'd be like, no, you know, we are service providers. We cannot be eating in front of the customers, or, you know, we need to keep a certain level of formality, a certain level of distance. Neither one of us came from the food and beverage background. But I, you know, I had certain thoughts. I didn't even think to that I shouldn't be myself. And he had certain restrictions in his head, like, okay, this is the way you should be and this is the way you shouldn't be. Again, unconscious bias, unconscious restrictions. Or if we have to share an example that's kind of close to the metaphor of the vegan curd cultures, maybe you specialized in something, maybe you studied a certain thing while you were in school or college, or even out of your own interest at any point in your life. And you believed that, okay, that is not related to the kind of work I'm doing right now, so it's useless. But if you think about it, sometimes there are some talents, some learnings from totally unrelated fields which are useful in some other fields. An artist, for example, the way they create art, and then if they start running a business, maybe the learnings from that, you know, so it's not like they're just dropping the art. It's not like they're like, okay, I can never use my art again. Instead, how about thinking like, I can use whatever I've learned, those talents, maybe how I've learned the way colors work with each other, the aesthetics, the design, and bring that into my current business and see where I can fit it in. And that unique blending of totally unrelated areas, talents, skills, that is what is going to make your business, your brand stand out uniquely for what it is. So, homework for you. Think about whatever work you're doing right now in your life, whatever project you're working on. It could be work, it could be something in your own, like at home or in life, you know, in terms of relationships, families and stuff. It could be an art project or a hobby or something creative. And then think of something totally unrelated from your past life, from before this time, that you could probably pull and use in whatever you're doing right now. See where you can mix unlikely things and then yeah, then just notice what kind of results that yields and how that makes a difference in whatever you're doing right now. It could be as an end result on the project itself, or it could be just about the way you work, the way you feel. It could even be the way you organize something, the way you approach something, the way you look at something from a different point of view. It gives you, it shakes up your perspective a bit. So try that, you know, and think of what kinds of unconscious restrictions you've placed upon yourself, and how that's stopping you from moving ahead in your life, or even just peacefully, joyfully living your life, simply because you believe those restrictions exist, without even considering otherwise. All right, that's it for today. As I said, sign up for my newsletter, The Feel Good Tribe. Go to veganosaurus.com/newsletter. Link is in the show notes. And we'll catch up again next week. Talk to you again. Take care. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Feel Good Factor. I'm Susmita Veganosaurus, and I'm looking forward to talking to you again very soon. Bye.